this is happening for a reason, this is good for me, and I'm going to come out better off, and this needs to happen, then you can feel better and you can relax and you can have that trust that everything is working out perfectly for your benefit. Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, your place to manifest a beautiful life where you feel wonderful, 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 experiencing so much success, joy, happiness, and freedom. And bringing that energy right here into your life, right now. So let's just start by holding a vision. Just imagine there is a beautiful door before you, and we're going to go into a little practice to come into the feeling that you've already attained what you want. So imagine a golden door in front of you. You can feel that light coming through the door. You walk closer and closer. And as you walk through the door, you come into the state of consciousness and to the life where you are successful, happy, and all is perfect. Just move into that and notice the feeling shift. Imagine you've already attained everything you want right now. All is well. Everything is wonderful, peaceful, easy. You are wealthy, happy, healthy. Success, ease, grace. And just breathe in that wonderful feeling more and more with each breath, just letting yourself relax and feel calm, centered. A wave of good feelings washes through you. And everything is great. Everything is perfect. So welcome, welcome. Hope you're doing great. I hope the wonders of life, the challenges and the blessings, are amusing you. Everything happens for a reason. And on the manifestation journey, many times things have to supposedly go wrong before they go right. So if you want to manifest something, you might end up having to change the people in your life, or they might have to fall away. You might have to have hard conversations. You might have to make changes. You might have to move somewhere else. There's all these things, right? This is what people don't realize, is that when you hold a vision of what you want, in order for that to actually come to pass, for it to become real in the 3D world, things have to change, don't they? You know, I've been teaching and coaching people for years and years and years, like 20 years now. And one of the funniest statements that I mention a lot is that most of us, including myself, right, the ego within us, wants to have a completely different life, right? Wants to have more success, more money, better relationships, better health, better situation, better everything, right? Wants to have all these external changes without changing anything about our lifestyle. That's actually what we want, right? And we might as well admit it. We want to be nice and comfy in our comfort zone, doing the same thing we always do, carrying on the same habits, same everything, same food, same blah, blah, blah. And we want to have different results. This is probably what the personal trainers and gym people are up against. People come in, I want to lose weight, I want to gain muscle. And they're like, all right, you need to cut the carbs, you need to eat more protein, you need to come to the gym twice a week, you need to do all this stuff. And they're like, God, I don't really want to do that, you know. And they're like, well, you're not going to get the result then, are you? Oh, you know. So we want to carry on eating all our comfort food and doing what we want and also have excellent health. This is the fascinating and bizarre thing that we're dealing with. I did another session about the shadow self where we talked about this in more detail. Because in order to have the light, in order to have the success, we have to acknowledge the other side of it, which is going on. Most people, they try not to talk about these things, but it doesn't make any difference. They're still there. You know, it's like if you have various problems in your life and you just don't talk about them, it doesn't make them go away. We have internal issues that wreck in our life. Just because we don't talk about them, think about them, doesn't mean they're not there. So what we're talking about today is the uncomfortable truth that in order to get what we want, things in our life are going to have to change. Right? Have you accepted this yet in your heart? That we can't have a new life and have our old life at the same time. They have to be different, don't they? Like if you want to become somebody who, for example, goes on lots of walks and is very healthy and goes to the gym, then you're going to have to become the sort of person who prioritizes that stuff and puts a certain amount of hours into it every day, every week. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. But some part of us thinks we can carry on acting exactly the way we were before and somehow become this different person. It sounds ridiculous when you say it like this, like we're talking about now, but this is what's going on in the background, back of our mind. And oftentimes we want something different, and in order to get it, relationships have to end. I was watching an interview from some high-end like entrepreneurs, like people working when they're not already entrepreneurs, they're like executives in companies like Netflix. There's one woman was in charge of hiring in Netflix. And what she said stood out to me. She said, look, the team that got us to the point where we are now isn't going to be the same team that's going to get us from where we are to where we want to go, because that team can't do the things that are necessary to get that result. So they were good, right? They did a great job, but unfortunately they all have to be fired and replaced with new people in order to go to the next level, because there's a different skill set involved. And no one wants to really have that conversation, but she's like got used to it, and that's what she does. She hires and fires people, and she's just like, look, thank you for everything you did, but in order to go to the next level, we need different skill sets, and it's not going to work. So that's uncomfortable, but it has to be done. And we have to have the same conversation with ourselves and with people in our life. And even if we don't want to have that conversation, it's going to happen anyway. Because that's how energy works. If you make a shift internally and you feel success on this higher level and you imagine everything being different, it's going to bring about psychological and physical changes in your life. That will lead to some level of discomfort temporarily, but then it will lead to the success that you want. You can't have the old house and also be having the new house. If you're living in an area with a house and you want to have a better house in the same place, you can't just add extra floors onto houses, right? You have to knock it down and build again. So sometimes you can do extensions, right? But a lot of the time, there's no other option except knock it all down. So sometimes we have to knock everything down, start again. That's a bit extreme, but that has to happen sometimes. Other times you can add things, and it depends what you want. If you want big changes, chances are it's all going to have to be knocked down and start again. And part of us don't want that to happen, right? So that's the conflict. So to get what you want, are you willing to have a different life? And if you're not, then chances are you're not going to get what you want, because you can't have it both ways. It doesn't mean everything has to change, you know. Like, if you like wearing certain clothes and you like certain music, a lot of things, they're the same, you know. But there's also a lot of things that we have to give up and upgrade. Like, for example, I like tea and I also like coffee. And I was drinking a load of coffee recently. And I got specialty coffee sent from all these fancy places, the best of the best of the best, right? From whoever makes the best, freshly roasted, finest coffee in the world. I'm getting it sent to me. And then I realized this is bad for my, I can't handle it, right? It's too potent. It's like I'm not thinking, I'm stressed out because too much coffee causes stress. So I'm like, as much as I like it, I can't do it. So I have to give it away to people. That's just a little example, right? Tea's all right. I can still drink tea. But certain things in my life, certain people in my life, all these things keep changing as I go to the next level. And that's just how it is. And you talk to any successful people, they'll tell you the same thing. There's always churn. There's always upgrades. There's always something different happening if you want to go to the next level. You can't stay still and move forward. So why am I sharing this with you? Because I care about you, and I want you to realize that if you are feeling uncomfortable because things are changing in your life, realize that this is actually part of a bigger plan that is trying to demolish things that aren't serving you anymore, and replace them with things that are better. And those replacements, unfortunately, are unlikely to show up until the other thing is finished. So this is a very positive look, positive attitude towards chaos and discomfort. This is happening for a reason, and it's wonderful. Right? Doesn't that feel better? If you think about something that's seemingly going wrong in your life, and you realize this is happening for a reason, this is good for me, and I'm going to come out better off, and this needs to happen, then you can feel better and you can relax and you can have that trust that everything is working out perfectly for your benefit. And when you have that awareness, that attitude, then the vibration that you hold in you is going to go up, it's going to be higher. So you can just tell yourself, this is happening for my benefit. This is happening for a reason. This is actually going to lead to more success down the road. For example, many, many entrepreneurs went bankrupt before they made their biggest success, right? This is extremely common. People in business, they do the thing, then it all falls to pieces. They go bankrupt, or they nearly go bankrupt, and they have to have a really hard look at themselves and what was going wrong and what they needed to do. And because of the lessons that they learned and they upgraded all these things, then they ended up doing really, really well afterwards. But that situation was necessary for success. Same thing happens in relationships. People get in relationships, they end up in all these weird situations, and then after enough pain, they go, oh my God, what do I need to do on myself? I need to end this. How do I need to change it? And then they end up in a wonderful relationship afterwards. Same thing with health. People, you know, get sick, and then they think, what do I need to do? And then they end up really, really healthy. Many, many, many situations come up in life that lead to change. And many times, by the way, we won't do anything until we're forced to. We'll put up with things, put up with them. And then there comes to a crunch time, like a point where there's, you can't ignore it anymore. And then we finally say, all right, what do I need to change? Because there's no other option. And then we'd make the change, and then everything gets better. That's just human nature. It seems absurd when you talk about it, but that's actually what happens again and again and again. So this is great news. This is great news, isn't it? Wonderful news. Whatever you're going through, it's going to keep getting better and better and better. And perhaps you're not having any problems, in which case that's great. And if that is the case, then you can ask yourself, am I willing to do the stuff I need to do now, even if I'm not suffering through something and having to get out the other side? You know, because there is always an opportunity to improve things even when they're going well. They normally don't happen as much during that time. Success leads to complacency, generally speaking. When I'm working with my clients, I say, when you're doing really well, because I help my clients turn their life around, everything starts getting better. They start getting much happier, more successful, more money, better in everything, right? And then I say, look, be extra on your guard. Be on the program. Stay happy, stay in the game. Because when we're doing really well, we get careless. And then because of being careless, we do something stupid. And then because of that, we end up in a mess. So success often causes failure, whereas failure often causes success. This is such a strange thing in life. So if you're doing really, really well, that's great. Just be extra careful that you don't get careless and do something silly and then have to suffer for it. I mean, it's all part of the game. It might happen anyway, but at least knowing about these things can help avoid it. We don't have to constantly have chaos to change our lives, actually. It's just, if we are in chaos, we might as well acknowledge that there's some benefit to it and feel better about it and then get the benefit and learn the lessons and then move forward from there. So all I need to know, everything's great. It's going to keep getting better and better and better. I have absolute success, holding success for you. Ease and grace. Thank you for being here. And have a beautiful day. If you need any other help, you can ask questions and comments in the description. There's places you can connect with me. If you haven't already and you like the podcast, leave a review. I always love hearing your reviews. And stay happy. Lots of love.